to the sentinel of the same. Your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, Lord, we say your name is to be hallowed, Adonai, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, oh Lord, your name is to hallelujah, Adonai. Your name is Adonai. Adonai. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, daughter. My granddaughter ever sing this song. Our God is good. Our God is good. And all the time. Father, we give you the glory. Father, we give you the honor. We thank you for another opportunity you have given to us as a church to come to hear your word again today. Father, we pray that the power of your word will penetrate into us, even by your spirit. That the power of your Holy Ghost will retain your words that you are going to speak to us today. So that in time of use, we can be able to take your word to use. For you said, when we know the truth makes us free. So, Father, we submit ourselves unto you so that you will speak to us, Father, that your name be magnified. Thank you, Father, for your teacher, for the teacher that you have given unto us, the Holy Ghost. And you will teach us today. And we will hear your word. And we will keep your word. And we will use your word, for you will direct us to use it well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For your name is holy. Holy. Lord. For your name is holy. Proverbs 2:6. Holy. Lord. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6, where we take the word for this month from. For this month, we are talking about the power of understanding wisdom. Because when we understand wisdom, we can be able to apply it well. It is when one has not understood the reason why you are doing something, the goal, because that is what wisdom is. Wisdom shows you the end from the beginning. Now, what did I talk there? Wisdom shows you and tells you the end from the beginning. Because it is only the wise person that knows where he or she is going. And when you are certain of where you are going to, you can be able to follow instructions to get there. That is why I say wisdom is understanding your goal. And we learned already, say, for the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
He gives you wisdom. But when you follow what he's saying, you will know and understand the things that concern you for now. When he has given you wisdom, when you know the vision, you will understand the mission. He gives you wisdom, and this turns to be your vision, because wisdom tells you where you are going. And then from his mouth, he starts speaking unto you, communicating unto your soul, talking to your spirit. If you care to get knowledge from him, he says that from his mouth, from the words that God speaks, comes the knowledge and understanding that will make you to carry out your mission, that your so that your vision can be accomplished. That is why I'm telling you that wisdom is knowing where you are going to. It is those who know the end of their journey and the importance of it to their lives that prepares for it. Everyone prepares for the race. It's not everyone that gets the first place. Yes, we know that time and chance could happen. But do you know your time? Time and chance can happen. Do you know your chance? Do you prepare for your chance? Do you prepare for your time? I remember at the beginning, say, she's an opportunist. I said, nobody will make me a pastor if I don't know Bible. It is the preparation that my father was a pastor and I read the Bible. That is what makes me to be able to explain the things that I read. That is what makes me to be able to intercede for pray prayers. So when the opportunity came, when the chance came for one to be a pastor, it was not difficult for God to choose me. Because there has been, even though I didn't know, but his knowledge and understanding was pushing me to my goal, which I was running away from because I was a woman. Because the society where we come from, Nigeria, thank God now they're beginning to celebrate women pastors. The society, not even only in Nigeria, in America, even in every nation church that we belong to worldwide. When we started with the church, there was always a pressing down when we go for the conference of the women. The women just have to be the wife of the pastor, not the pastor. So it is recently that even our every nation church started embracing a woman as a pastor. It was not like that before. The question, people question my being a pastor in conferences that time. But God will take you, the Deborah, the Gideon, the Paul, the Peter, the John, only when you are prepared. He will take you. What will be the name of this man? Parakashetereba. This man and this woman that we're talking to, the one that was preaching the word of God in the New Testament. He preached according to the knowledge of John, but not to the truth. The Bible says they took the person aside, and then they taught him. The name they hear, no Greek come out from my mouth. Aquilas. Whether now, Hallelujah. So, what am I trying to say? Chance. It is wisdom. When you know wisdom, you cannot just jump out like that. You have to gather knowledge and understanding that will take you to the goal. I said before, it's not everyone that runs the race that wins. It could probably, and most time, depend on who prepare best. Some will be doing marathon race every day to prepare for that game. 1 hour.
the other people will be doing it 12 hours. The difference will show when they appear. Nevertheless, it's not everybody that is meant to get the first prize. We have our own race. There is reason why we have last place, so that the first person can be champion. And so that others can look and say, this is the one I want to emulate. We talk about emulation this morning. This is the one I want to emulate. This is the one I want to emulate. This is the one I want to emulate. So now you know, if you want to emulate the last place, the person that is at the last place, or you emulate the one that is at the first place. It is a matter of choice. In a nutshell, what I've just said is, know your race and know your place at a particular time and season. For time and chance appertain to them all. So the Bible encourages us in the book of Proverbs 4:7. We read it already last week. It said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. When you get wisdom, which is the principal thing, that is why I told you that wisdom unfold your goal, unfold where you are going to get to. But get understanding of the instruction so that you will land well. So that you will not fall out of the path, out of the way, halfway, but you will land well. And these instructions that you need comes out of the mouth of God. Amen. So the book of Ephesians 5:15-16 says, for because of that, it says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Having known that God is the one that directs us with instructions, because He's a principal God, and He's telling you that the principal thing is wisdom. He Himself is a principled God. Wisdom contains instructions. Wisdom contains knowledge. Wisdom contains understanding. Wisdom cannot work where there is no knowledge and where there is no understanding. It doesn't matter any area of our life. I told us last week, at times we are shortcoming in some areas. It's because we lack wisdom there. That is why the book of James said, if anyone lack wisdom, ask. We could be stupid in some areas and foolish in some areas. We are wise in some areas. You don't get offended. You don't get jealous. But look at your life and seek wisdom where you don't have wisdom. That is why we have examples. So many people are around that we can learn from. God is always talking. God is always releasing instruction. God is always talking. He can talk from a little child. He can talk from a grown-up child. God can talk even from the trees, from the animals. God is always speaking. Amen. Amen. That is why we hear from the book of Ecclesiastes. 10:10. He tells us that if the iron is blunt, he says you cannot be able to do what? To cut down the tree. He said, but, because you're going to be using more strength, he said, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Why is wisdom profitable to direct? Wisdom will give you sense. Say, go sharpen now. Make it for work. Otherwise, you will die there. Use the necessary tools to achieve the purpose. Otherwise, it ends in destruction.
in you wearing out your life. We have to be wise enough to understand our very selves. We need to be wise enough to understand our own lives. Take time to study yourself. Take time to know who you are. Take time to know the programs of God for you. I need to do that too. Otherwise, I will miss the way. Otherwise, you will miss it. I know we are in a society where we need to walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. Yet we must still give time. My auntie asked me yesterday, sir, you said you are looking younger before uncle. Then my auntie said, I walk. I said, auntie, that walk. Be like, I said, they touch my back. Oh. Auntie said, you are enjoying the money. I said, it's not as if I'm enjoying the money. It's busy. I was foolish. And I acted stupidly. So now I'm paying debt. She now says something. I said, auntie, that way, your advice is good, but you're not going to walk now. If I don't already enter the wahala. Amen. Because it was in an attempt to help family that we got into the problem. But helping the family in the wrong way, that was what she was telling me. You would have helped like this, you would have helped like this. I said, well, before we do that, I'll go finish the wahala. We will say they put me first. Praise the Lord. So I say, it's not as if I love work that much. Of course, I love what Bible says that if you don't work, you don't go chop. But not to that extent that at times it seems as if I'm neglecting the spiritual side because I want to get free from it. And devil knows that I want to get free from it. That is why he did another one last year. But he has already failed. Amen. He has already failed because God gives strength. Amen. So what am I saying? I will go back again. He said, wisdom is profitable to direct. Another thing where I can't write, put there. He said, surely the serpent will bite without enchantment. And a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. But the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. He says the serpent will surely bite without enchantment. What is the meaning of enchantment? Releasing words into your atmosphere to stop the one that wants to stop you, to hinder the evil one, to hinder the enemy. If you don't take up your spiritual strength and start speaking positively and start telling the issue that you cannot overcome me, he say it will bite you. The serpent cannot bite when there is enchantment. You know when we hear enchantment, we always think of juju. We don't know that our speaking in tongues is enchantment. Do you understand what you are saying? Even the man that is doing with the time you say no, the two way they talk. Like my junior sister will tell me, okay, they not be a man of your okay. She said she listened because she stayed a little bit longer in the village than I. She listened to the ifa of our village places. Every time the man will be doing. He said one day she listened very well and then she had. It was a revelation. She just said it, oh, but it gave me revelation. You hear me at times. I pray concerning village that we come from. I pray concerning the hometown that we come from. Do you know the meaning of what that word is? He said the plantain that gave birth to children and turned the head of the children upside down. What is a plantain be? So what, how can you be speaking such words, meaning that you are turning the head of everyone that comes from that village? That is how I read it, oh. If that is what you are using as, so me now I will tell that, ogede na fi opo mi ahen, ogede yeme, oh ya poke, ogede yeme, iroma, it dey go up, it dey nga. For I am the one that God said, the path of the righteous shall be like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter until a perfect day. He says that from glory to glory I move. So you cannot see the pocket. Sorry that I'm speaking my village language. I'm from Edo State, but I'm not the Yabini. Let me speak the one that I can speak. Praise the Lord. That is all we say. Now we own on our design and our owners. No problem. But our language is special. Now we are the one that has the Edo. Our language is special. My son always said that this is a language you speak. We don't even understand that at all. I said, because we are, that will be the Edo. Praise the Lord. So I keep trying to carry you to your source when I speak at times. That is why at times we hear Pastor Joseph Suleiman, we say, go and ask your father. Go and ask your mother. No, it's not something about where you come from so that you will know how to solve your problem. If you don't know your history, well, thank God that if you cannot even go to the root, we have one that I call my number one animal, and I love him so much because he will always tell me what I need to do. He said, I will direct you into all truth. That is my God, that is my Father, and his name is the Holy Ghost. Before my sister will utter that word, don't you know that I was in prayer? Then you will hear some proverb that will say, a witch cried yesterday and a child dies today. Who is the one that killed the child? Is it not obvious that it is the witch? And then you say, make I not pray, say, the witch should not go die. He go die, yo. If you don't want to repent, why are you living? That is, if you don't want to repent, go. When they will be praying prayers that as long as I am living, you cannot make this. Hey, go now. If you don't want to live to see me, because God said that we prepare a table before you, the place of your enemies, and you say you don't want to be there. See me now. This will make you come out. You pray the prayer, the prayer will answer. What I am telling us is this. He said the serpents will bite. A sad enchantment. Hold the serpent. Your prayers, your speaking in tongues, your handling the situation in fasting will hold down the situation so that the serpent should not bite. Look at what is written in the book of Proverbs 3. He said, if your friend, no wonder she dressed like me today. Praise the Lord. It makes mommy I wear that cloth where she wear. When I saw her, I always smile. I said, see, this is my women leader. Now you are beginning to dress like your mama. Arava Shanti. No, sorry, is it 3? I'll be out there another place, Seth. No, it's 6. Even though 3 was what we use for prayers on Friday. And 3 is actually explaining the blessings of wisdom. That wisdom gives you long life. And that with wisdom, God created the world. But there is something that I saw in 6 aligned with what I'm just saying, that if you don't do your enchantment, the snake will bite. Because of the time, now I just rush it. Hallelujah. He said, if you and your friend just go to from 3. In the myth, I go read down from the beginning, Jare. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast tricked thy hand with a stranger, thou hast sneered with the words of thy mouth, thou hast taken with the words of your mouth. He said, do this now, my son. What? Deliver yourself. When thou art called into the hand of thy friend, go humble yourself and make sure thy friend. Give no sleep to the eyes, nor slumber to the eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roar from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. The enemy will never use anyone against you but those that are close to you. This is called wisdom. We should stop deceiving ourselves. We are not to hate them. But Bible says we should be wise enough, be prayerful enough, be strong enough to deliver ourselves from their hand. We don't take things for granted. You offend your brother or your sister, and then they are doing something against you, go and apologize. Deliver yourself. Even as the antelope will deliver himself from the hand of who? The hunter. That means that your friend is planning evil against you. Be wise so that the arrow does not shoot you. For faith, the shield of faith is that weapon that we use to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. The Bible said in the book of Matthew 10, it said that people of your household are those that the enemy will use against you. You are not enemy to them, but deliver yourself. Don't allow the arrow to shook you. Don't allow whatever they use to bring you down. That is also what we have today in the time of refreshment. Know how to deliver yourself. With your words, in your prayer, with your attitude, with the power of love, know how to deliver yourself, for the time is evil. Hallelujah. And then he says, in night, he said, "Our Lord, will thou sleep, O Lord God? Where will thou arise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep and a little slumber and a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall the poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man. Walk with a frowned mouth. He wicked with his eyes. He speak with his feet." The hearer. He does what? He's speaking with his feet. Not be with his mouth. That means his leg goes anywhere. He wink with his eyes. He speak with his feet. And he teach with his finger. Now that one make we destroy her. I run to Babalawo. I run to evil people. It is that one. Accuser. He teach with a finger. Frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He sows discord. Therefore shall his calamity. Now make me say, if suffer the wish not to live. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. And God is giving us instruction. Do not walk in this path. Because this path is the path that leads to destruction. But as a wise person, make sure you don't follow those things. Make sure you don't sleep. Be awake to do what you ought to do. For the commandment of God is a lamp, and the law of God is light. His reproofs of instructions are the way of life. It keeps you from the evil woman. It keeps you from evil things. Amen, somebody. He said, go and consider the ants. See the way that they act. See the way that they behave. They know how to work together. They know how to manage things together. And at the end of the day, they win. The book of 1 Corinthians, from verse 1, tells us that we should hold on to the word of God. For the word of God is light. The word of God is Jesus. And Jesus is wisdom. Because when he's saying that out of the mouth of God is instruction, the Bible tells us that Jesus in the book of Revelation is the Word. So if Jesus is the Word, he says unto you and I, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, from 18, it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved,
it is the power of God.
The cross is talking about Jesus. This is the year of the cross for us, and what? And experiencing Christ. So even in wisdom, we want to experience Christ. We want to see how Jesus, he was so wise. He knows the rightful words to speak, and he knows how to escape when the enemy comes. That is why I'm telling you, repeating it today to you. Know how to deliver yourself from your enemies. They came, they gathered, they want to kill him. They want to beat him. They want to throw him over the hill. They surrounded him. The Bible says Jesus escaped. If Jesus, with all his power, escaped, you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First Corinthians says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. They don't understand the power that is in the cross. He said, but to them which are saved, it is the power of God. Because in that crucifixion, a name has been given unto us, that we learn that at the name of Jesus,
every name must bow.
For it is written that we destroy the wisdom of the wise, and we bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom know not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You are getting instruction so that you will remain saved. The preaching sounds foolish to those who are not in Christ. But this is where you get your instruction according to how God is shaping your life, making you to move in your mission to get your vision. He says, but unto them, which for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. First Corinthians, darling, so that they can also see it. That is why at times you need to bring your Bible. First Corinthians 1. Now I'm reading from 22. For the Jews requires a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is not only the power of God, Christ is the wisdom of God. So Christ is the power of understanding wisdom. Because in Colossians, the word of God said unto us that in Jesus Christ, all the treasures of wisdom is hidden. I keep repeating that day in, day out. He said Christ is the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many humble are called. You are here because you became foolish so that Jesus can be your wisdom. And that makes you to be wiser than the wisdom of the earth, than the wisdom of this world, than those who think that they are the wisest people. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He said, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yes, and things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. God has chosen you. Because you have been despised, but God chose you.
Chose you. Even Dutch does not even say chose self. So where did I get that word from?
God has chosen you.
He chose you. People despise you because you come to church. Some people are falling away because of despisement, because of what people say, because of how people talk. They don't want to come to church again. Church looks at